CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Umar, the Executive Director of Secure Free Society, and Armin Terch, a parliamentarian at the European Parliament in Brussels representing Spain. He's also Vice President of the Conservative Council at the ECR and President of Latin America. Armin, just an opportunity here to puzzle how Europe, Spain in particular, your Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, see two states that we don't have any ambiguity about here in America. Joseph, I would say we're not ambiguous about Managua and Havana. Wouldn't you say that? We understand brutality when we recognize it. So let me start with the big one, because Elliot Abrams, the former member of the Trump administration charged with Latin America, has written an essay about it. Managua, Nicaragua, Daniel Ortega, arresting all of the opposition, tormenting a literary star who has a prize from Spain. Is there any doubt that friends of Managua, friends of Ortega are bad guys? Are there voices in Europe who say, well, on the other hand, about Ortega?
No. About Ortega, no. About Ortega, I think now the last people who could really defend him would be a very kind of hardcore communists, and which would be in a minority. The socialist group is not trying anymore to defend.
Joseph, this is encouraging. Herman is telling us that there is such a thing as going too far. Joseph, you have a candidate you want to ask about in Europe.
Yeah, no, first I'd just like to agree. I think Ortega has almost taken it too far. Over the weekend, there was a fissure between Argentina and Nicaragua, which ordinarily would be allies in this kind of socialist populist alliance in Latin America. However, Nicaragua decided not to recognize Argentina as the next president pro tempore of the SELAC group. And that created this big fissure between two leftist presidents in the region. But my question to Herman would be to turn to the other big question, because if we understand Nicaragua for being a authoritarian, tyrannical regime, which it's clearly shown to be, what's the confusion about Cuba in Europe, which is obviously one of the biggest supporters of the Ortega Murillo regime in Managua?
We have no doubts about Cuba, but the Cuba has been actively supported and helped by the European Union in the last 5 years. I mean, the Spanish socialists have been always accomplices in ideologically friends of the dictatorship, and they have helped as much as they could. So they made the approach to bring an agreement with Cuba, which gives Cuba financial support of millions of euros go directly to the party and to the leadership. We have, for the first time in the parliament, we have broken this tendency with a very spectacular resolution last week, which has outraged La Habana. But we have, for the first time, we are threatening. We are on the step of suspension of this agreement and of imposing sanctions, personal sanctions, with a kind of Magnitsky Act that we have. So we are very satisfied of the last resolution and the change of the attitude of Europe towards Cuba is now full in motion.
I have one more for you, Armin. López Obrador himself, AMLO of Mexico, a man who has been in the news often. He hosted a meeting at the Museum of Anthropology, allowing Caracas to do what Joseph describes to me as good PR. And AMLO was the host of CELAC. So AMLO, during the Trump administration, was a man who was looked upon with favor. How is he looked upon in Europe, hosting all these anti-democratic organizations?
Well, I think López Obrador is slowly going the same path as all this left wing, let's say, socialist tendency that brings us to Chavism. I was in Mexico 2 weeks ago with Abascal, with the leader of my party, and with the Madrid Charter, against narco-communism. And the López Obrador himself used his program, his TV program in the morning, he has every day, his TV program to attack us, to attack the Spaniards who had arrived in Mexico as Hernán Cortés did 500 years ago. And he was really, really, really nuts with us, with the Charter of Madrid, because the Charter of Madrid attacks their plans of harmony.
We'll stop there, Ermin. I thank you. Ermin Tert is a parliamentarian of the European Union. Joseph, did you know that López Obrador attacks Spain as interlopers? Did you know that, Joseph?
Yes, I've heard.
Joseph
Obrador says yes, a lot of
yes,
funny
yes.
things.
Yes. Joseph Omar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society. I'm John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.